It's Here and Now, and there's a lot to celebrate about the late Glenn Frey, co-writing songs like Tequila Sunrise, Lion Eyes, New Kid in Town. The BBC reports that when a U.S. spy plane made an emergency landing in China in 2001, crew members were asked to recite the words to Hotel California to prove their nationality. But Frey is also beloved for another song. Stina Sieg from Here and Now contributor KJZZ has our story.
Woo! Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, it's such a fine sight to see.
Those lyrics are just a tiny part of the Eagles' first big hit, Take It Easy. But to folks who live in Winslow, Arizona, a little town on Route 66, those words are huge. Winslow native Diane Patterson remembers the first time she heard them.
This is Denver Coliseum, and they're like, I was standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, and like all 1,000 Bics were flashing, and I was like, my God! That's where I'm from. I was screaming it. It just blew me away.
Patterson didn't even know who the Eagles were then, but she says she loved them instantly. It's a love that's filtered down to her daughter, Shayna Ward. That's why the women joined a few dozen others last night at a joyous vigil for Frey, held at a small city park in Winslow called, what else, Standing on the Corner Park.
It is heartbreaking, but it's brought so many people together. It really touches my heart, you know?
Little Winslow has been a destination for many Eagles fans for more than 40 years. As a way to say thank you, the song is commemorated here with a bronze statue of a smiling, guitar-wheeling guy. Since Frey's death, the statue has been covered in flowers, with a collection of candles, cards, and children's drawings growing underneath him. All this gratitude is likely not just about the music, but about how far Winslow has come in recent years. Bob Hall, the CEO for the local Chamber of Commerce, says this town was once thriving, but then a highway bypass was built around it.
You know, I mean, there was just no traffic whatsoever. And so we were in a sort of crisis, if you will.
Eagles fans would still make the pilgrimage here, but they'd basically snap photos at various corners in town and leave. Then, in the late 1990s, Hall and others raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to build their little city park. Hall says they even got a donation from the Eagles.
All of a sudden, we saw an increase in tourism. We were already seeing a little bit, but there wasn't any shops or anything. All these little stores that you see around here now have come since the park was created.
Now there's a little business hub near the spot, complete with a diner, remodeled historic hotel, and a standing-on-the-corner gift shop. Of course, some of this may have happened without the song, but many people in this town really do think that capitalizing on those well-known lyrics really was the beginning of things starting to turn around here in Winslow. Krista Davis, visiting with friends from Canada, wouldn't know about all that history. But as she takes a break from dancing, it's clear that they all believe in the power of the Eagles.
Like so many other bands of that era, they shape music. They shape culture. They shaped young lives. For sure for us, they did.
This was their growing up music, she says, before starting to sway to the music again. Within minutes, Davis and her buddies are holding hands with Winslow residents around the glowing memorial. And it's such a fine sight to see.
Ready? Woo!
For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Winslow, Arizona.